You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Be doers of the word, said St. James, not hearers only. Words are important, but not if their only result is just talk, talk, talk. Talk is cheap, but words are not. They not only have a lively sound and a powerful purpose, words are meant to convey. When they do not convey, they turn into talk, talk, talk. St. James was talking about the word of the Lord. He heard the Lord himself speaking. Words are always important, but the word of the Lord has its own power, not to be denied because people do not listen or do not do. Said St. James, be doers of the word and not hearers only, thus only deceiving yourselves. You can listen and even repeat what has been said, but failing or refusing to do is just like never having heard anything in the first place. When something important has been said in certain groups these days, everyone speaks quietly and forcefully, saying, word. If that important something is not being heard or appreciated, attention is gained by shouting, word up. In his own quiet and pastoral way, St. James is calling attention to something very important. Word up, he's saying. The first time Jesus appeared after his baptism at his own hometown, Nazareth, it was the Sabbath. He had been invited by the leader of the synagogue to read the scriptures that day from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus started with these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim the good news to the poor." After reading the passage, Jesus rolled up the scroll and sat down, as was the custom, to comment on the scriptures. Then he said these words, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." Talk about the word of the Lord. That's it. Today, when the scripture is read in many churches, the lector will proclaim at the end of the reading, "This is the word of the Lord." This is the way Jesus himself treated the scriptures, the way his followers at their very best moments have always looked upon the scriptures. Instead of arguing about the scriptures, they listen. At their very best, they not only listen, but are doers of the word. Jesus himself was a doer of the word. When he spoke, people said, "Word up." Jesus was the word of God, up and at them. On the very first Sabbath of his public ministry, after recruiting 4 disciples several days before, Jesus preached and taught in the synagogue at Capernaum. He taught with authority. He cast out a demon. He healed Peter's mother-in-law. He healed many more sick and demon-possessed. Then he went off to pray in solitude before the dawn. Each day he greeted the sunrise with, "Let us go somewhere else so that I can preach. That is why I'm here." Even now you can see him striding through the hill country of Galilee, north of the Sea of Tiberias, looking up to the Golan Heights, speaking the word of the Lord and demonstrating it all the while he talked. Jesus was a worshiper. He worshiped his Father, not just with an adoring gaze, although that would have been very appropriate. Jesus worshiped his Father by doing the will of his Father. He did not argue with his Father about the niceties of doing or not doing. He went right ahead and did, because he knew his Father wanted him to do. One generation later, St. James had to point out, as he did, that Christian worship was gradually losing the electric sense of energy that translates the word into life, taking words and turning them into deeds. This is what he had to say: be doers of the word and not hearers only. Don't go around deceiving yourselves. The word liturgy has the word work right in it. It's either directed toward work or it has no direction at all. Worship goes from word to work. What the world needs, not to speak about the church, is genuine worship of the living God. He needs to be recognized in the face of Jesus Christ and to be honored as the creator and redeemer of life that he really is. Obviously, what is needed is not words, 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 but the word of the living God, opening up human life with the electricity of faith and love toward God, which produces a new spirit of willingness and readiness to work, something like the willingness and the readiness of Christ himself to go to work. People get tired of mere words, just that and nothing more. They even get tired of hearing about devotion to the Lord when it is surrounded, as it so often is, with jealousy, prejudice, backbiting, and all kinds of trivialities brought on by the idiocies of humanity, which often are directed to acquiring influence, power, and authority over other people. "Don't think," said St. James, "that you are right with God just because you hear God's word time and again, are able to repeat passages of Scripture at appropriate moments, or go through the outward motions of religion. The person who hears the word of God and does not let it penetrate, or refuses to permit it to go to work in his own personality, is only fooling himself. He's like one who looks at himself in the mirror, and as soon as he walks away, he cannot remember even for a moment what he himself looked like just a moment before." One of the prayers Christians ought to be praying for themselves constantly is, "Lord, help us to see ourselves as others see us." Or, "Lord, help us to see things now, the things we say and do, at least a little bit as we shall see them ourselves 15 or 20 years from now. Lord, help us work while it is day before the night comes when nobody can work. Lord, help us to hear and to do, to be not only hearers but doers of your word, so that instead of being self-deceived, we may become self-motivators, moved by your spirit through your word. Don't be hearers only, but doers also." This piece of practical and pastoral advice certainly reflects a deep need in contemporary churches and human society. Many have dropped away from the churches of their childhood and youth simply out of dissatisfaction and disgust with what turns out to be just words, words, and more words. I hear that complaint all the time. It's a waste of time. People are living without homes and lying helpless in the street, and we sing hymns, listen to the sermon, and go off on our way. Nothing is happening. First of all, I know the complaint is not entirely true, but there's enough truth in it to make it plausible. If the direct and powerful connection of the Word of God, the response of God's people, is missing from the lives of Christian people anywhere in the world, the Lord himself, inventor and source of all faith, is dishonored, and little by little the faith of people becomes deactivated. The problem of deactivated faith cannot be attacked simply by stating or restating a few hearty slogans. Let's all chip in and do something together. What is needed is real change. Faith in God needs to go to work. St. James said, "Be not hearers only, but doers also." It's a lot harder to be doers these days than it is to be hearers. Decisions about our tempest-tossed times are being made in boardrooms, courtrooms, and legislative sessions miles above the cries in the street and miles away from homes, churches, and neighborhoods where help can be recruited. What is more, there is a deep-seated distrust and uneasiness about the needs of the world. How often haven't you heard about someone who tried to help and was himself harmed in the process? Blaming the victim is not a modern invention exactly, as the parable of the Good Samaritan will witness, even today. Nevertheless, there are enough horror stories in the news every day to dishearten many and keep them from helping anybody they have not known personally for more than 20 years. That is how you begin to suspect a neighborhood when the house next door is broken into and ransacked. Think how you would feel if it had happened to your house. The word loses its power as deeds of love are hidden behind the veil of fear. With a mass of words that pour into your house every day of the week, what chance has the old story got, even in your own home? Not to speak about those where nobody pays any attention anyway. There's a deep-seated hunger abroad in the world, not just for the food that keeps alive, but for the food that makes alive, the Word of God, which is more than mere words, words, words. The great God who spoke in times past and in various ways to our fathers through the prophets has in these last days spoken his ultimate word to the world in his Son, who when he had by himself purged our sins, was set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Don't think for one moment that God has forgotten the world which he created by his own word, according to his own design, and in fulfillment of his own promise, and which he has redeemed, sparing not his own Son, who gave up his life on a cross for the life of the world. This loving God is determined to save dying people from their follies and their stupidity. The living God gives his living word to the world today, to living people who not only hear God's word, but do it. They have heard the invitation of Christ, follow me. And with good heart, they go out and do it. Their purpose is not to parade their own piety, but to honor Christ. You can tell the difference right away between those who are just hearers and those who are both hearers and doers. Hearers only have a tendency to spend their time condemning others. Hearers and doers have a heart for people, to bring them the good news of salvation by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. They don't go around proclaiming their own virtues as if they were running for election to something or other, but they're perfectly content to let people know about the gracious forgiveness of God which comes our way to all of us, totally by his grace in Christ Jesus, his Son. God expects his grace to produce a new generation of people, not mean-spirited, but generous of heart, gracious and forgiving toward others as God has been gracious and forgiving toward them, just as he's been forgiving and gracious toward you, whoever you are. He does this out of the goodness of his heart, not because of what you've done or what you're ready to do for him. God expects his grace to go to work in the hearts of people, inducing them to respond in a gracious way. They're not to be only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. They're saved not by their doing or even by their hearing, but by the grace of God that blesses people both as they hear and as they do. Jesus said that he had come not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He went to his cross, not condemning even those who had crucified him, but begging God to forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing. That may look like weakness to some people, but it's the strength of the doer. It's not just words, 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 but the word up. It is the Son of God demanding the attention of people and inviting them to stand where he stands. The Savior of the world, reaching out to the whole world with the word of the living God and the power of God's Spirit, making children of God even in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. Disobedient children become children of God again when they listen to the word of God. They honor the word of God, and then they do the word of God, holding out helping hands, giving people a reason for living again, encouraging, building up, and bringing hope to human lives, so that people may be delivered from the grip and fear of death and come into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The truth of the Word of God is proved in the doing. If any man would know of the doctrine, said Jesus himself, whether it be of God or of men, let him do the will of my Father, and he will know. Proclaiming the Word of God produces. Teaching the Word of God trains. Doing the Word of God develops networks of hope and of help, which show in ordinary and in practical ways how people with good heads to hear the Word of God work with good hands to do the will of God in a world that is hungry for many things, but for nothing quite so much as the good word, of which it can be said in all honesty, this is more than words, words, words. It is spirit, and it is life, and it is power. It is good news, the power of God to salvation indeed, for everyone who believes. Amen.